richest Malaysians envy, not jealousy, for your fellow Bumis who happen to be BBs. All rise, hail the Malay BBs, Bumiputra billionaires. Where agencies give AAA ratings for exemplary corporate performance, it is high time we cast envious eyes. Now, don't bounce out yet, yeah? Bear with me. Edward can, because of the corona frown, be considered a rare and now endangered species. Forbes has just announced its richest Malaysians list. Invest in the biggest magnifying glass you can afford, but you will not find an Abdul or a Muhammad in the list. Bumis, you still have some way to go. It is around this time of year when a now defunct local business publication will come up with its own version of Malaysia's richest tycoons. Published without fail year in, year out, this will have been the culmination of dedicated trawling and meticulous sifting of information mined from publicly available sources, the most reliable being the declarations lodged at the company's commission or filings to the local boss. The usual suspects will fill the top positions, indeed categorized by Forbes as the billionaire band. Your usual banking, casino and gaming czars, who are mostly first or second generation Chinese, who are especially mercantile in building their fortunes. In the beginning, no Malay names made it to the list. Millionaires, what more billionaires? But as addition built upon addition, there emerged one, then two, and then three. But none ascended the ladder sufficiently high to reside in the billionaire bracket. Now, what's this I hear of an ongoing court case that nails the lie that Bumis are willing but unable to be billed billionaires? Well, almost. For a certain politician was a tad, maybe just 100 million shy of amassing a fortune to be considered big enough to be a B. I have no truck with the size of his wealth. By all accounts, he was especially adept at picking and owning shares in industrial and commercial conglomerates for which he deservedly profited. What's at issue and being dragged before the courts was how a mere 2 million, yes, who was it who would have described this as just weekends spending money, being the sum a willing businessman bequeathed to what was at the material time the ruling party. I put myself in my imaginary LV carpet slippers, worn by another very rich son of this soil. Interpret the defense as, come on y'all, I am worth billions. Why should I be so hard up for a piffling 2 million? Let's see what the learned judge is already penning in his mind in response to this one. In a way, we should not be surprised at the financial prowess of members of my ethnic community lately. Some only learnt that another minister was in the billionaire bracket only after his death during divvying up of the inheritance. Then there are those who steadfastly remain private entities, not subject to stricter capital market scrutiny. Stories abound of political fat cats who fly their spare spouses all over the world and their private air force, giving a kampung twist to the pleasures of the mile high club. So be jealous all you want, be envious for all you're worth. These billionaires are a breed apart. But hold it, of all the seven deadly sins, perhaps envy is excusable. The Malays call it cemburu, as opposed to iri hati or dengki, which equates to jealousy. Cemburu or envy leaves room for attempts at emulation, while dengki and iri hati may spur one to ill thoughts and hence ill deeds. So envy the BBs, aspire to their lofty positions, and remember your friends when you arrive at your destination.